This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here to this fine Packer Day at the Capitol. And I'd like to welcome those that are listening over the internet for any activity regarding Packer Day at the Capitol. If you've got a cell phone, turn the sound off. Are you okay, Representative Greenfield?
Mr. Chair.
Wait till we do the roll, okay? Turn off your cell phones, turn off your sound. At this time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
I can't hear.
Representative Beal, excused. Gosh.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Hawley, excused. Johnson.
Here.
May.
Here.
McCleary.
Here.
Mills.
Here.
Pischke. Excused. Steinhauer.
Here.
Willardson.
Here.
Zickmund excused. Rounds.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, and besides a quorum, we had somebody in the line of Representative Willardson, or was it Representative Gosh? Representative Gosh, you read the minutes. That's right. I signed them to you to read.
I move that we move the minutes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes by Representative Gosh, seconded by...
Second.
By Representative Willardson. Any discussion on the minutes from our previous meeting? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Personal privileges. Representative Gosh.
I'd like to introduce my son, Brody Gosh. He's here today. He's four, and he did have a message that he wanted to say to you on the record. Say, go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
The chair rules that comment out of order. It's good to have you here. Maybe you'll vote better than... I won't go there. Okay.
I think the defendant was coached.
I think he was coached. It's good to have you here. Hope you have fun. I know we don't have anything to testify on or any literature to pass around. Well, we might. But we do have a page here today. Would you like to come up and... tell us where you're from, a little bit about yourself, and where you're going, especially where you're going after high school.
My name is Jesse Ristow, and I'm a senior from Chamberlain. I plan on attending Black Hills State University after I graduate, but I'm undecided on what I'd like to do.
It's good to have you here, and they're just here for a week, and because they leave the smartest ones for the last week, because they figure it out a lot quicker. And as soon as they start to figure this out, they send them home. Okay, the purpose. Good morning, Representative Beal.
Good morning, Chairman.
Good to have you here. Now, I know State Affairs started at 9 o'clock. You guys are out in about a half hour. That's pretty good. The purpose of this meeting is basically twofold. Number one, summer studies. And I'm going to give a very short pitch on what I think about summer studies. I've been on a lot of them. I've seen a lot of them. Three or four meetings, it's hard to get a lot done on a big piece of subject matter. I think Representative Steinhauer served on he chaired a very interesting summer study last summer. And when you expand it too much, it's hard to put your hands around it in three or four meetings. But if anybody has a suggestion or something you want to discuss regarding a summer study, Representative May...
Oh, yeah.
Is there something you'd like to talk about on a summer study, ideas?
You want me to talk now?
Yes, please do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I have to kind of agree with Senator, you're not a senator, are you? You are a representative. Representative Rounds on the summer studies. You don't want to make them too broad. That's the first thing. We did a summer study probably 2 years ago on county funding, and it was a really good summer study. I think there was 19 summer studies that were introduced that year, and it was the number one summer study because it was something that affected every representative down here. Every local government was struggling, and so there was a lot of interest in it. We came out of that summer study, I think, with three different recommendations, and we brought them all down here and worked them, and we kind of got about a fourth of a one. But what we did do is we gathered a lot of good information. And so I kind of look at them almost like going to summer school. You learn a lot from them. Whether you'll get legislation passed through them, probably not. It takes a long time to move any kind of legislation, and especially with the county government one, because, you know, the counties wanted, they wanted the ability to impose a county sales tax. That didn't go over, so we lost out on that. And our other options were pretty limited, and so we got the alcohol tax. That was the one thing that we did get, not as much as we wanted, but we got a little bit. And so it did make some difference for our counties. With that said, we need to always be privy to the following session, because things change and legislation will change, and so, but I just think summer studies more are about educating ourselves, than they are really looking towards, any kind of massive legislation, because the more you learn about the topic, the more likely it is you will be able to eventually pick away and make some difference in that area. I would like to see a summer study on promulgating rules and how we have. There's a lot of us that feel, and a lot of other people, the citizens themselves, always ask me, you know, well, goes the rules committee, or we're, you know, this bill we promulgated rules away to this board or this commission. And I think sometimes, you know, maybe we do need to study that a little bit and just see how much of our authority we are basically turning over to unelected officials. I realize we can't make all the decisions here, but I do think that we've kind of got complacent when it comes to just automatically doing that, and especially when you talk about your locals. So I guess that's about it.
Thank you, Representative May. I think if you want to write something up on that.
They're working on it.
Okay, so somebody is working on that, because it – I don't know how many codes we have in the chapter, but I think every code has something in it about promulgation of rules. That'll take 6 years to go through.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wenzel, have you looked at it at all? Okay. All right. Are there any...
Mr. Chair.
Representative Beal.
Mr. Chair,
in this committee, we deal with a lot of alcohol bills, and I see from my last 3 years the lack of knowledge of the legislature in the three-tier system. I really do. I mean, what I see is one tier coming here, pushing their strutting through this organization and not letting other tiers have their say. You know, I really do believe that there should be a summer study on the three-tier system, and I quite frankly think that the legislature would probably benefit to it, because of what I've witnessed over the past 3 years hasn't necessarily been fundamentally structurally sound to the three-tier system, because we keep tearing it down to some degree. And I don't have a problem with accommodating many, many areas, but I would like to be able to have it studied sometime and educate the body.
If I may follow up on that, Chapter 35 of the code deals with alcohol. And I do know there is going to be a work group put together this summer of industry. Your people are going to sit down with people from all three levels and go through Chapter 35 with the Department of Revenue and bring recommendations to another work group, I believe, legislative work group, which isn't going to be part of a summer study. But then beginning of session next year, we're talking about having an afternoon discussion on their findings, maybe do some legislation, but also educate the legislature on the three-tiered system. Representative Beal.
Mr. Chair. I've been here for the past 2 weeks, and I've heard meetings postponed and whatnot in regards to education or the three-tier system. It hasn't happened, and it probably won't happen, but I just left state affairs, and I understand, and basically the same thing is going on there that I didn't request it there. It was my counterpart, Speaker Mickelson, but, I mean, all I'm getting at is I truly believe there needs to be an education to the process in here in regards to some industries, and that one being in particular.
Thank you, Representative. And that needs to be done early in session, not the last 2 weeks of session, but the first week of session. And that's what we want to plan for next year, is to have, you know, not just a three-tiered system, but maybe a little bit of history from Chapter 35 on the changes that were made after Prohibition forward. But we need, especially for Commerce Committee, we need some time. I've been around since 03 up here, and every year there's been attacks on the three-tiered system. I was part of them. We used to go head-to-head to try and get a little niche dug into the three-tiered system.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Beal.
Thank you. There's one area that I really do also see a need in education here would be in the insurance industry. I mean, I have sat here for 3 years, and I would really love to sit down with somebody and understand half of the bills that we look at. I find myself scratching my head. It's not my cup of tea, but I would love to learn a little bit about the insurance business, and I believe I've got plenty of people in here that can teach me that.
Representative Beal, thank you. Representative Willison, could you explain the number of different areas within the insurance industry there are? But, yes, we need to have that also with this committee specifically. Representative Willison?
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm sitting here with a little disappointment in that I feel like I haven't done my job for Representative Beal in explaining my bills.
Now, I think this is something we need to do specifically for this committee first week of session, is to have some long, boring educational, I know Representative May would bring a pillow to some of these, but informational meetings on the topics that we're going to be looking at. One of them is Chapter 35, which is the alcohol, and the other one would be industry, Chapter 58. Title 58. Thank you, Randy.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Beal.
And I mean, one of the things that, I mean, you do a very good job of trying to educate. But, I mean, the first part of our session was agencies coming in here. Hey, why don't we have Willitson sit there and talk about the insurance industry this next coming year? Or you.
And that's exactly, well, and Representative Willitson's blushing over here with, but I'm thinking we really need to ask you, as members of this committee and maybe the members of the Senate committee, they won't admit to it, but there are some people in this committee that have come up to me and saying some of that stuff is difficult to understand. I see something new every year up here. This is my 13th year in commerce. I think this is the most interesting committee because there's such a variety of topics, but insurance and alcohol seem to be two of the biggest issues we've got in this committee. And I don't know, Representative Steinhauer, are you flopping your hand up? Go ahead.
We also deal with a lot of things related to banking. And I was just looking this morning and then was talking to Representative Lust about 1079, which provided some exemptions to loaning business-to-business loans under a certain value that they wouldn't be required to be licensed. The Senate basically hogged that bill and passed it yesterday, lowered the limit. Remember, we had a cap, I think, of $8 million outstanding or whatever. They lowered it to $4 million. And while you don't have to be licensed, you have to report each year and pay bank franchise fees, basically, and taxes. And that's a concern to me. And I guess when I talk about banking as a whole, in the availability of funds to grow the economy in the state of South Dakota, I think, is problematic. We're looking for every nickel and dime in a year with a downturn in our sales tax revenue, but I think maybe at the expense of growing the economy. Doggone it, if you can keep a business doors open by somebody giving them a little bridge loan, we're going to be better off in collection of taxes in the long run. And I've been spending some time since that bill came through trying to look at the statutes on either side. There's a lack of clarity to me, and I'm not an attorney, so I probably need to talk to somebody in LRC to help me find. But I can see where you can sell a home on a contract for deed, residential property, but I don't know that you can sell a business on contract for deed when I look at this. And that's a concern. If our laws are impeding the ability of people to access money, and we've had, you know, initiated measure 21 was really on payday lending. And I think, you know, we don't want people preying on individuals, right? And we don't want people preying on businesses either. But I think maybe the pendulum is tipping so far here that if you can't loan a friend that's got a business $10,000 to get by, you know, until his, without registering with the state, that's wrong. And I don't know whether there's a whole issue there that needs to be looked at. It maybe doesn't rise to a complexity of a summer study, but I think there's some problems we've got going on in our banking and our access to cash to generate new business.
Well, thank you, Representative. And when I want to talk, or I feel when I address a summer topic, it would be a chapter. And you're talking chapter 54, which is the banking, chalking chapter 58, which is insurance, and 35, which is alcohol. And those are the areas that I think if you want to focus on something, you focus on the chapter 58, review of chapter 58, or a review of chapter 54, or a review of chapter 35. Because, frankly, I don't know how you can limit. I mean, like you had suggested, Representative Beal, about the three-tiered system, but there is a whole lot more in the alcohol world, sales and manufacturing and licensing, than just the three-tiered system. So how would you limit, you know, you'd limit it to the three-tiered system, but there's a whole lot more to it. And it's like the banking. You've got banks and you've got credit unions are the same, but they're different because of what we tax. So suggestions over here, Representative Willardson, you're...
Well, I don't know about suggestions, but I wanted to add a couple comments. You know, the department came for our first meeting, and, you know, we lovingly refer to it to a dog and pony show, where they really gave us a lot of information in a short period of time. And I think, you know, there might be some potential to maybe expand on some of that and to have, you know, that meeting concentrate more on the three-tiered system, more on the insurance system, more on the banking system, and so on. But the sheer volume of information for each one of those is tremendous. And so that's why I think they try to, you know, concentrate it and give us the Reader's Digest version of that part of it. Also, this is my ninth year, so I've been around this block a number of times. We used to get an annual speech from Representative Hunt on rulemaking, extending rulemaking authority, you know, and doing that. So I would like to recommend to Representative May that she maybe go back and listen to one of those speeches again, and then make that speech on the floor, because I think that's something that we do need to be cognizant of and we do need to pay attention to.
Thank you, Representative. Okay, I want to open this up. One of the things I'm hearing here today is the first week of session, as the chair of this committee, I need to schedule maybe some longer, more informative meetings. I'm just looking at the committees. Is that something you'd like to see next year, first week? Maybe some...
Chairman?
Representative Beal?
If we study, if we have a study or whatever, I mean, maybe it would be appropriate to study what we haven't. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things I'd like to say about the three-tier system that I don't have time here for. During the first part of the week, I think that what I'm asking for is more of an educative process this summer. Yeah. That's it.
My question is going to be for our LRC staffer. Could we have an interim meeting outside of session? A joint Commerce Committee meeting. Would anybody be interested in a joint Commerce meeting sometime in Pierre where we could spend a day here going through some of this stuff, educational? Would that be something to you'd be interested in? Because I want to, before we go, I know we got to be on the floor in 7 minutes. Chapter 35 is going to be reviewed this summer by industry. Those are the distributors. Those are the Retail Liquor Association. They're going to sit down and go through it, Department of Revenue. And when they go through it, they're going to come to us with some recommendations. And I want that coming to us to be sometime, maybe next fall, maybe as a committee, and bring their suggestions to us. Let them do the dirty work. Let them, and then we can fix it up and maybe get a bill out of it. But I'm thinking Commerce Committee maybe needs to spend a little time together this off season, going through Chapter 35, going through Chapter 58, going through Chapter 54. I'm throwing that out. Is that everybody's kind of looking here? Let's get down to the floor. Let's hurry. But is that something the committee would like to do? Suggestions, comments? Everybody's nodding their head. Representative Steinhauer.
Mr. Chair, I don't think you'll get through all of those chapters. You almost need to spend it in a day. You need to spend a day on each one, I think.
I'm thinking of doing is maybe having two or three interim meetings of the House Commerce and Energy Committee, with the last one being after Chapter 35 is reviewed by industry on their work group. They can come present it to us. And we can have our education then, but in the meantime, we can get started on maybe 58 and 54. Just a suggestion. I'll make the request to LRC and see if the speakers, and we could have it be a joint meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee. Does anybody have an idea for summer study other than what we're talking about here? I want to get that in. One of the things I'd like to see, and this is up to the Judiciary Committee, is back in 2003, 2004, we did the Criminal Code Revision Commission. We had a task force set up of legislators and non-legislators, which was judges and defense attorney trial. We went through the criminal code and reviewed it. And in the past 15 years, there's been a lot of Band-Aids. And that code's getting it. And I think that should be done about every 10 to 15 years. It should be reviewed again and cleaned up. I'm just throwing that out. But I'm going to take that to some of my judge friends and attorney friends that are on the other committee. Anything else? Representative Johnson.
Thank you. I was excited about all of this until you mentioned joint meeting, House and Senate. Really, I mean, I think that that would be a problem for one simple reason, that we'd start getting into process and stuff between the Senate, how the Senate works differently than the House on their Commerce Committee. I'd be excited about doing it, but I'm not in favor at all of having the Senate in here, frankly.
Well, the reason why I'm if I may address that, is bills that come out of here eventually have to go over there. And I want them to be educated on the process also. I think it would go over better if we had a joint, but run by the House. And Representative Beal.
And that kind of reminds me of one other thing. Typically a lot of alcohol bills come to this committee, but in this last session, I've seen alcohol bills go to appropriations, and I've seen them going to state affairs. You know, how do I educate all the rest of those people? You know,
that's something, if I may address that, that the speaker is working on. See, the speaker has taken a big interest in a lot of these alcohol issues, and he wants to control them. So that's why they're going to other committees We only saw a very, very small portion of the alcohol bills this year in this committee. We've got to get down to the floor. Is there any other before we adjourn? Don't say a word on adjournment yet, because I've got something I've got to do. Representative Mills.
Just one quick comment. As a freshman, you know, that first couple of weeks, we had people coming in at this committee and others and providing us with folders and stacks of information. I wish there was a way to get some of that before session.
The Dog and Pony Show before session.
Because, frankly, I didn't have time to look at hardly any of it. I've got a stack to take home to look at in the off season. I could have been more effective if I'd had some of that prior to session. Just an idea for
future. Having a summer or a summer interim meeting, two or three, with this committee, where you get that information then, would that be helpful?
Of course. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay, before we go, number one, I'd like to thank everybody in this committee. This was a great committee. We had a lot of new people this year. I'm looking forward to next year. We got a lot of varying opinions on here, and I love it. It isn't everybody just doesn't do what I like in past years. I'd say, hey, this is the way we got to do it. Everybody would follow course. I'm fibbing, ain't I? But I love the different opinions on here. It's a good committee, and we got through a lot of stuff this year in a short period of time. The reason why we did that was we have support staff, and I would like to thank our secretary, Shirley Elwine. Thank you. And our LRC staffer, Wenzel Cummings. And my intern, Gunner, would you come up here, please? This gentleman here, come on up to the front and just grab this. This gentleman, my intern, you know, I never kept him half as busy as I should have, but every day he was, hey, what do you need done today? And if I asked him, so there you go. I'd like you to thank our support staff. They did a marvelous job this year. Okay. I'm going to let Shirley talk about, or our secretary talk about the binders.
30 seconds or less. If you want your binder and all the contents in it, keep it as it is. Take it home with you. If you do not want the binder or its contents, bring it to me, and I will empty it out, take the labels off, throw everything away. So if you value what you received in your notes, keep it. You are not obligated to turn it into me whatsoever. Thank you all for being so gracious and allowing me the privilege to work with you. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank the staff. Thank the members of the committee. We're probably going to have a tougher year next year. Representative Beal?
Chairman?
Representative Beal?
Comment? Before I...
Well, if you have to, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment to Representative Hawley over there. Is whatever he's drinking, I would love to reduce myself back to that age. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Beal.
I move we adjourn.
We have a motion by Representative Beal to adjourn, seconded by Representative McCleary. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.